Are you excited for all this Olympic hubba-zoo?
I am. I just got in this morning, and the airport was a zoo. And yeah, it's like it definitely. You know, it feels like a different city right now, and everyone's really excited. So it's I'm really excited to be part of it.
You've been all over the world now since you've started touring, including going as far as the UK. I imagine that you're used to crowds, you're used to seeing lots of people. You're saying that Vancouver has a completely different feel to it. Is there something that you would be able to relate that to with all of the touring that you've done? Anything that's stood out in your mind as one of your most memorable things that you've seen so far?
I mean, in terms of one of the most beautiful places we played, it was probably Byron Bay. We played a festival on the beach down in Australia, on the Gold Coast, and that's an area of the world that's just amazing to tour in because you feel like you're on vacation. And I think Australians are always on vacation, so they have a different approach to life. But the most intense shows for us are always in the UK. They just have a they love they live and breathe music. So when you go there, it's almost feels like a life and death thing when they're at a show. They'll sing everything back to you.
Yeah, I was reading something about how you were there not too long ago and you weren't feeling all that great. And the crowd actually
Yeah,
sang some of the song, well, the entire song, back to the band.
was at the Leeds and Reading Festival, which is one of the greatest festivals we've played in. Yeah, I lost my voice. I didn't know at the time, but I had like some sort of bronchial infection. And I had to we had to I didn't realize how long it was going to take me out because we had to take 3 weeks off on a U.S. tour. But after that, it was worth blowing my voice at Leeds. Like I tried to go on stage and I just said, you know, just turn the monitors up as loud as you can, and I'm going to try to make a sound. And as soon as I did, I blew my entire voice. And we thought we were going to get bottled, but instead they actually just sang the set for us, about 3,000 people, and it was one of the strangest things.
Wow, that must be a pretty humbling experience.
It was well, yeah. It was like went from kind of fear to just acceptance of there was like all this, you know, just so much love in the room, and it was one of those times where like you go to a show and you don't think any, like you don't know what's sometimes it's just rote what's going to happen. They'll do an encore, all this stuff, but you know that was just a really it was just a real experience.
You just finished up a tour with No Doubt, right? How did that go for you? How was that experience playing with a pop band out there touring all the different venues?
It was a great tour. They're all really nice people and really down to earth. And yeah, it was. I mean, the show itself, their show is really pretty incredible. It's pretty. It's so far. I mean, we kind of treat it as we're kind of just we get up on stage and we play. I mean, their thing is huge. You know, like it's a theater. You know, like Cirque du Soleil or something.
She definitely gives it her all when she's out there. It seems like Gwen does.
Oh, Gwen's amazing. She's an incredible performer. We got to sing. We did a song with her in the encore. And no, she's just a presence on stage.
I guess you have to have that certain je ne sais quoi about it if you're going to be out there performing in front of all those people night after night.
Yeah, you gotta love it. That's for sure. You have to be totally comfortable just doing what you do.
Let's talk about something a little more close to home.
Okay.
Pirates Blend Records.
Mm-hmm.
Is this your own label that you've created?
Yeah, it is with our management and Eon and I have come together. We're putting out all the Bedouin stuff through it, and then eventually putting out, you know, artists that we've come to know around the world and maybe don't have a home in Canada or just some really good stuff from here.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Congratulations on putting that together, and congratulations on your debut solo album that is making its way out soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you excited about getting Bright Lights and Bruises out? Has that been a little bit of a release for you to get all this material out on your own name?
Yeah, it's there's a bit of hesitation too because it's really personal stuff. So I wrote it all, and then about 2 weeks ago, I was thinking to myself, oh, now that I've done this, now people are going to kind of almost I don't know if I want people knowing this much about my life. Now I'm going to have to own up to it. But it was, yeah, it was cathartic to get it done.
I've heard the sample of Santa Monica, and it does sound a little bit different than the Bedouin stuff I've heard in the past. It does have that much more of a personal flair to it.
Yeah, it's more folky. It's more of a singer-songwriter record. I guess it's more intimate.
You can get your hands on that. Bright Lights and Bruises, February 16th, so not that far away at all now.
No.
Okay, you're going to be here in Whistler 2 days before the release of your solo album, February 14th.
Yeah.
Are you psyched for that? How are you feeling about playing close to home in front of all the athletes, all the visitors, and the world?
I didn't even know that. The way you just put it, now I'm kind of nervous.
Sorry, that's just how it is.
Is that how it is? Now that I know I'm playing from the world, I should start training or something.
Yeah, you should do some vocal exercises or something.
The entire world is watching you right now.
Yeah, so don't pick your nose or anything, because that would be highly embarrassing.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. you've just gotten me nervous.
Sorry. I mean, you've played in front of huge crowds in the UK. I figure a bunch of Canadians with maple leaf flags.
No, we're really excited.
Bad.
Yeah, we are excited. The one thing that we've all said is, like, you know, we're like, it's nice to kind of definitely be the sideshow to a way larger event. So there isn't as much pressure, and we get to just enjoy ourselves at Whistler.
Definitely. Well, there's going to be a lot of going on there for you to enjoy. And yeah. February 14th, that is going to be right in the thick of everything. And it'll be cool to see you guys up on stage in the Village Square around 4 o'clock. We know how you musicians are.
not at this kind of event. I think they're on top of you.
Yeah, they're going to pretty much get you out there.
What's the worst that can happen at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Well, you have to be awake, first of all, Jay.
I'll probably have a food coma from rolling through Squamish.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Yeah. The best part about it is if you can't make your way out to Whistler to see Jay and the band on the 14th, you're swinging back into Vancouver in March, right?
Yeah, the Biltmore with the solo tour.
That's excellent.
Yeah, yeah. With Kinney Starr, I think she's also been from out here as well. She's opening. I'm looking forward to that.
Well, we're going to be getting a lot of Jay, a lot of Bedouin Sound Clash next little while. And yeah, I'll be able to see him up on the national stage picking his nose in front of Canada. So that'll be a lot of fun, too.
You're just hyping me up for this show.
We got to. Come on. This
yeah,
is it.
Yeah, the whole world needs you. Yeah. It's going to be good. I'll see you there.
I will be there. Yeah, for sure. When you can think of the Olympics, is there one sport that stands out as your favorite?
I love the ski jump. Because they just look like they're flying, and whenever I see them, I'm like, how do they even get to the point where they can do that?
I can't even get myself off the ski lift without falling down. I don't know how they can.
But yeah, and you know when you're going up, I mean, I used to look at that. You know when you're going up, like from the base, and like you'll see like that jump, sort of around mid station, on Blackcomb, and
yeah.
I always look at it and just go, who would, in the right mind, would go off that? And also, how do you even train for that? Like, you'd have to just wing it at least once your first time.
So we'll keep you up to date on the ski jump details. are you a hockey fan at all?
Yeah, I mean, that's the sport everyone wants to know about, right?
Totally.
It's the Olympics. I think it's more interesting, like the luge and stuff like that. You don't get to see that you can see hockey anytime.
I agree. That's true. Yeah, the luge and the skeleton, those are incredibly scary for me, how they can invest themselves in doing that.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I mean, I've done it before, but, you know, aided tobogganing. But I was, I had other forms of courage. I wouldn't do it sober.
Yeah, the food coma. Right, gotcha.
It seems like a good idea around 2 a.m., but not...
Not when the world's going to be watching you the next day. The world, Jay. The world. Come on.
You're really into this idea of the world. I didn't even know that. I'm going to tell everyone.
We've been waiting for this for a long time, so the fact that it's here now is pretty exciting. All right, Jay, have a great rest of your afternoon, and get that voice rested up for the world. The world, Jay.
Will do.
Have a good day.
All right, man, you too.